Esto es Radio Rasta Chapel Reggae. Y seguimos la fiesta y estoy aquí con Dani, el boticario. Hola Dani, ¿qué tal?
De puta madre, hemos estado moviéndonos con Skye tan como nunca, tío. Esto, ya, sí. Esto empieza a ser algo rico.
Auténtico.
Y empecéis a escuchar aquí, tenemos a nuestra izquierda a Dowie Wardrop de Conscious Sounds.
Conscious Sounds.
Thanks, man, for stay with us.
No problem.
What do you think about this kind of groups from the Basque Country, you know, mixing this punk, ska music?
It's good. I like punk music. I grew up on punk, you know, punk and reggae, and so, yeah, it's wicked. A bit of ska thrown in. Wicked.
Yeah, we are worker people, like, you know, this kind of neighborhood you grow up in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, man.
You can talk us about this beginnings of your music in your neighborhood, because
basically I started in 1989. You know, I used to work. I used to love reggae from a very early age, so you know, I used to love reggae music, and my first opportunity came when I met up with Nick Manassa, you know, back in probably about 1988, something like that. And I just wanted to make some music. I always loved music, and I always wanted to do a career in it or do something with music, you know, because I just like to do it. And it was better than working in the building site and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I always loved music.
In these moments when Jamaica music was in the worst moments, talking about the commercial moments, you know?
It's kind of how you look at it. I mean, in some ways it was bad, but in some ways that was the fashion of the day, you know what I'm saying? That was what, you know, roots reggae really was in the 70s, early 80s, and then the kind of dancehall thing come in, and like, some people say it's bad. I don't think it's really bad, but it wasn't really what I liked. I liked more roots music, you know what I mean? And really, in the 80s, it was kind of finished.
But you really changed this kind of music, no? It's like a really a different kind of music based on these Jamaican ones, but, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I listened to Jamaican music since I was very, very young, and I always knew what I wanted. And when, like I said, in the 80s, when I went to see Manassa play it as a sound system, I realised that there could be an opportunity that I could make music like this. And you know what I mean? And basically, I just sort of went for it. You know what I mean? And that was it, really. You know? No one wasn't really making dub music in the late 80s. You know, Shuffle was still doing it. And then Manassa sort of... More nearer? Okay. It sounds a bit distorted, I thought. Anyway... But yeah, I just like to make dub music. I don't know why. I just love it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And you start moving around Europe from these 90s years.
Well, I think basically when we first started to go to Europe in France in about 1992, 1993, there was no real dub scene at all. Nobody really liked dub music.
In a dark place or
very dark place.
Yeah, I like these kind of places. You know,
it's good. It's sometimes good. You know what I mean? We used to go to France and do like lots of tours, and there was nobody really liked dub music. We used to get very few people come, but over the years we kept doing it and doing it and doing it, and it just got more popular and more popular, and now it's kind of pretty big in France.
And you are in this little village in this probably you never imagined to play.
No.
In this place?
No, definitely not. If you'd have told me 20 years ago that I'll be doing shows and things...
Near the sea.
Yeah, you know? I would laugh and say, but there you go. I think if you work at something for so long, in one day it must pay off. You know, if you really keep working and be... And don't give up. There's lots of times when times is very hard with no money and stuff, you know, you want to give up. But you have to just keep going on. Because I like to do it, you know, that's what I want to do.
I want to show the people talking about the money and all this.
Uh-huh.
this popular song you produced with King General, no?
Which one? Money Run Things?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, the popular,
yeah,
one,
very popular.
One of the most popular.
But to be honest, when it first got released, it was not popular.
No?
No. I could not give it away for free. That just shows you. When we first start, nobody wanted this music.
Nos está comentando Dowie que la primera vez que las estaba, que salió esta canción, nadie la conocía. Y hoy en día, King General, Money Run Things, es un tema que es que lo conoce todo el mundo, suena en todos los sounds, es alta gama, porque King General dejó la música durante unos años, volvió en todo ese boom del sound, del lab, y vamos a mostrar un poquito de Conscious Sound Productions,
yeah,
a la voz King General.
Yeah, I mean...
Talk, you can talk something if you want.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like I said before, when we first started to make things like Money Run Things, this was done in my house, in my loft. I make a little space in my house. I have a little studio, and we produced it and we released it. And to be honest, it never really sold any. I only pressed 500 copies.
Comentar importante, Conscious Sound, siempre autoproducciones. Autogestionado, gente que no se dedica a la música, ama la música, produce música, pero no de manera comercial. Se gestiona la manera de cómo producir la música. Y música muy selecta, como lo que vamos a escuchar ahora. King General, Conscious Sound, Money Run Things. Chopo. Nada.
Easy.
Nada. Está ahí.
Do they have the track? Bueno. Coming in general, I want them again.
A little confusion, you know.
No problem. It's a big festival, don't so there care. Must be some confusion.
Don't care. It's easy to find this song.
Lots of hours working.
Yeah, everyone looks a bit tired.
We were talking that this, for example, you were working to the music. Since the 90s,
since late 80s, about 88, you know, 89, yeah.
But till today, but the example of King General is this contrast from these early beginnings,
uh-huh,
to this boom.
Yeah,
15 years later.
It's more than 15 years. It's about 25 years,
yeah,
like that. But yeah, basically, I mean, it's kind of weird because everything has changed. I think the internet. It's changed everything. Because in the 90s, we used to sell more records.
Yes.
But we never used to do many shows. Now we sell less records, but I do much, 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 much more shows. So it's kind of good that the internet has made us kind of famous in a way. But that no one doesn't buy no more music because it's all free. So
yes.
In a way, it's good, but in a way, it's kind of bad. You know what I mean?
I think that we can hear music that we never pay for it,
yeah,
at once,
yeah,
but then you hear it,
mm-hmm,
and you get fight faster.
No, it's great. I think it's great. It's a good thing because music is to be heard. You make music not to keep for yourself, you make music so people can hear it and enjoy it, and you know, that's the whole point of making music, is to be heard. So it's very good that the internet is, you can hear any music anywhere, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we still must get some money to exist, you know what I'm saying? And I think that if we don't get much, a little bit of money, then a lot of people will stop making music. Because when I started in the 90s, a lot of other people started at the same time. And a lot of people give up because there was no... They could not live off the music. You know, it's very hard to say, okay, this is my job, music, nothing else. It's very hard to do this, you know what I'm saying?
Pues ahora sí que está el temita preparado.
You know, the thing is, we don't want to be rich, but we want to be able to work and live.
But at least money... run things.
Money does run things, that's the reality. It's not a good reality, but it's the truth, you know. Money run things, I'm on a chippy vanity. Money run things, in general I don't like it. Money run things, I'm on a chippy vanity.
Them crazy, intellectual, but a singer like me. So if you man up, they listen to me. Now get mixed up, me say in a vanity. Because me know that at the wrong policy. Who know might mix up in a bad company. You might cause a lot of drugs, the money. Then you might lock up in a HMP. Money run things, and man a check the vanity. And general I don't like it. Money and things. I'm on a chippy vanity. Vanity boy. Money and things. In general I don't like it. No boy. Some man a tell me my put you there. Because my throat is a go wrong. It a go wrong. That's why we have to take a shot. Man a be careful how it a nyam. Some man a come me for critically.
It does indeed.
Yeah, with this. In the area. Yes. we continue with Blackie Conscious. I like to ask you.
Go away. Fire away.
How did you think? What do you think that is the mission of the music?
The mission?
Yes.
The mission. I don't know. I think
the objective.
The mission of music to me. Music is a thing that people. It changed people's ideas and things. And I think if you put out a bad message in your music, then some people will take up that bad message, you know. But if you put a good message in your music, like something that's conscious, then maybe some people pick up some good ideas about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, when I was young, there was a group called Sex Pistols, and it was punk, and Johnny Rotten had green hair. And when I see this, I said, rah, and next day I have green hair. So it influences. If you tell young kids, if you're like making some rap and you say, yo motherfucker, shoot that bitch or whatever, then some kids will end up shooting people because of this. If people say it doesn't affect, but I think it subconsciously, music affects a lot of things in life. So if you sing something good, then maybe some people will do some good. You know what I mean?
Make the people thinking.
I think definitely it influenced me in a big way.
Yeah.
You know?
There is a big festival in one village in Spain.
Okay.
And in this village there are a few kind of festivals during the year of different kind of music. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago we found one guy from this village that studies sociology.
Okay.
And he's making like a theory or a study about what the music affects to the behavior of the of the people.
Yeah, definitely it does,
because it's, you know, like
and also on the behavior of the water. Yeah, on the water, the behavior of the music. You can play
the bad vibes.
Yeah,
if you put the water with for example classic music,
yeah,
this water is going to be very powerful.
Yeah,
if you give to this water another energy of other music, the energy is going
I never knew that, but I can believe it. You know, I mean, music is very powerful. It's people underestimate it. Even though you listen to something and maybe you're not subconsciously, it goes in your brain and does things to you, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Oh, you think about it from your start, because your name is Conscious Sound.
But yeah, definitely. Because basically that name came from, there's a record label called Freedom Sounds, which is an old reggae label from the 70s. Yeah. Freedom Sounds, Prince Sala, L-Zero. And I used to love that label, Freedom Sounds. And I always wanted to do something like this. I say Conscious Sound. So that's where the idea come from. You know what I mean? And I think it's good to make conscious music. Something that's...
You have... It's another question. Another, you have a good project for the future?
I always have projects. Because, again, if I do not work and make projects, then the money run things will catch up with me, and I won't have no money and I won't be able to live. So I always have to keep mixing for people, voicing for people, making my own music, and just continue working. Because... there's no, it's like when you go to work in an office, every week you must work to get your money at the end of the month to pay your bills. It's the same thing for me, you know. There's no big money in doing music, so I have to continue to keep work, bring money in, pay for a mortgage, pay for kids, etc. You know, it's just
this beautiful society we live in.
Well, you know, some is good, some is bad, man. It's the path you choose to lead, you know what I mean, really, you know.
Well, we can finish
with the last question.
Yeah.
We ask this question to all the people we interview. Which is the last question?
The last song you
sang in the shower. You sang in the shower.
An album, man. I don't even know. I can't remember. In the shower, I have bath. Sometimes I sit in bath and I don't know. I can't remember. I'm trying to think. Oh, blimey, that's a hard one. I don't know. I can't even think of one.
There are a lot of production and it's normal.
And the thing is, I very rarely sing my own music. I sing other people's music.
But the bath is a good place to sing, because
definitely.
You have the reverb that makes it good.
But
sound.
My bath in the morning is the time when I think about everything I'm going to do for the day. I lay in the bath and just think. And maybe hum a song. Maybe I could do a song like this. Or, you know, I can hear something on the radio or on the TV and say, I want to make a tune like this. Or, I don't know, yeah. So I don't know. I can't really answer that one.
Well, anyway, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Really pleasure. Yes.
Really nice to be here in the Basque Country.
And continue making good music.
Yeah, man.
Please.
No problem.
Don't stop, man.
I never stop. If I stop, I finish. So I have to continue. You know what I mean? Respect.
Don't give up, man.
Respect in every aspect. Take it easy.
Bueno, vamos a terminar un poco la entrevista, ¿no? Con el temilla que nos tiene preparado.
Jump, 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 jump,